Within days of the September 11th attacks, President Bush pledged $20 billion in federal aid to New York. The state's two senators say Congress has agreed to a plan that will funnel nearly $11 billion to New York City. The White House Budget Office says the rest will be paid in installments. Among those hoping for relief in Manhattan are thousands of struggling small business owners. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Lower Manhattan might best be known for its financial district, but across the area there's a vast range of businesses. Chinatown garment shops, bars and restaurants in Tribeca, a slew of support businesses for the big corporations, and countless little gift shops, pet stores and corner markets. In all, there are 10,000 small businesses in the area, employing more than 100,000 people, and many are in trouble, with sales down sharply 3 months after the attacks.
After 9/11, we unfortunately had to fire close to 50% of our staff.
Julie Menon is the owner of Vine Restaurant across from the New York Stock Exchange. She's organized a nonprofit group to try to get assistance for entrepreneurs like herself and to get people coming back to the half-empty downtown streets.
My office gets probably 100 calls a day from small businesses who are still suffering anywhere from 20 to 90%. I think the neighborhood is really in grave jeopardy if something is not done.
Menon was among a group of small business owners who met this week in New York with Senator Hillary Clinton to try to raise awareness of their plight.
This week is the crunch time. We've been working very hard on the legislation to get as much of the $20 billion that was promised to New York delivered to New York.
State officials expect to start getting that assistance to business owners by late January, but they won't offer details on what form the aid will take and which businesses will be eligible to get it. Many small business owners say what they need most are cash grants. Some have already been turned down for Small Business Administration loans, and many more say they don't dare risk taking a loan because the SBA wants them to put their house up as collateral.
What, do you want to be homeless too? It's not a smart thing to do.
Ernie Saruya's auto repair shop in Tribeca has been shut down for 3 months now because the road he's on is still closed to traffic. We've been catching up with Saruya periodically. He's laid off his 8 full-time employees, many of whom were good friends, and he and his wife are running out of money. He's taken his son out of private school and sold his pickup truck. Saruya's traveled to Washington and spoken with many public officials to ask for help. But standing here outside Hillary Clinton's offices in New York, he says he has yet to get any assistance from the government.
I've been in touch with every agency you could think of, and what they should do is step up to the plate and help us get through the next 12 months. Okay, get my guys back to work. We took it on the chin for everybody.
The city and state have good reason to try to distribute federal aid quickly. A recent report from consulting firm KPMG estimates that as many as 50,000 jobs could be lost from small businesses across the city because of September 11th. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.